Thank you, Mr. Chair. Greece aligns itself with the EU statement. We would also like to thank you on our national capacity for organizing this year's social forum. The topic of combating poverty and inequalities is particularly timely given the context of the COVID-19 crisis. Further to the initiatives adopted on a European level, Greece has a number of policy measures and initiatives aiming at combating poverty and inequalities. In this context, my country is currently following a fiscal policy mix aiming at enhancing households' disposable income, supporting sustainable growth, and improving social protection. A number of fiscal interventions are also underway. A set of 8 overarching national priorities for the SDGs has been endorsed, which includes promoting full employment and decent work for all, addressing poverty and social exclusion, providing universal access to quality healthcare services, reducing social and regional inequalities, ensuring equal opportunities for all, and providing high quality and inclusive education. Greece furthermore fully implements, since 2017, the Social Solidarity Income Scheme, a welfare program addressed to households living in extreme poverty and complements the policies to combat poverty and social exclusion, including homelessness. In addition, uninsured citizens and persons belonging to vulnerable social groups have the right to free access to the public health system as far as nursing and medical care are concerned. Regarding national action plans, NAP on the rights of the child is being elaborated, focusing, among others, on combating child poverty, while the NAP on gender equality includes a variety of horizontal interventions in public policy and vertical specialized policies with a gender perspective in areas where inequalities are identified. Finally, in the context of the COVID-19 crisis, Greece is developing a plan to restart the economy based on equity and solidarity between the state, the private sector, and society at large. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, the COVID-19 crisis impact on human rights has been very severe, often perpetuating or exacerbating existing inequalities and vulnerabilities, or contributing to the creation of new ones. We remain convinced that combating inequalities and poverty needs to be an overarching priority if we are to leave no one behind. I thank you.